What did the balloon say when he got a lot of phone calls?
What?
What did the balloon say when he... Sorry. What did the dynamite... What did the dynamite say when he got a lot of phone calls at once?
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm blowing up.
Why did you switch from balloon to dynamite?
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to ask that.
In a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization, Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape. Surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors, they resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
I think the worth that you feel right now is going to be your peak, and then it's going to go like lower and lower.
And yeah, that is a good place to start the episode. So what is it that makes you feel that way?
Everything I've known about you since we met, it's been like, I know that your worth is low, but you project it as high. And I know that it's never going to get higher than what it currently is.
Do you mean
it's at such a low level that it's impossible that it can go up?
Speaking of low level, I don't know if I ever told you the story of the day I was born.
Yeah, what happened?
So what happened, no fault of hers, and I really, really can't blame her, don't hold it against her. I'm not really one to hold grudges anyway, so it wouldn't really be me to do so. But the midwife,
okay.
I tumbled right out of her slimy grasp. And
maybe if she'd
bent down immediately to pick me up, maybe maybe things would be different for me. But all I know is, and this is all I know. Listen, this is all I know, right? About the day I was born. Immediately after I was born, for eight seconds straight, I was on the floor on my back.
Okay. And then what?
And doesn't that just say at all about that me?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess it explains more why you are. But doesn't give you cause to be the way that is.
Exactly. Finally, you understand. And it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse.
It seems like you're making an excuse immediately.
Right. And it's not an excuse, it is a direct cause.
It's not an excuse.
Yeah. I would just like to call on all of our audience today here really sincerely. And at the risk of sounding like I'm holding a grudge against her, if we could track down the midwife.
Yeah.
If we could track down the midwife, presumably she's still alive, because this was only, 23 years ago or so.
Sure.
And thanks for giving me that. And we could just track down the midwife that dropped me immediately after birth. Mm-hmm. And I just want to, if I could just talk to her.
So let me ask you another question. You did say that you're not one to hold grudges.
Well, she wasn't one to hold babies very well.
Nice. I feel like you are one to hold grudges, and two, you know who she is, and you've been causing her strife and pain.
What is a midwife trying to deliver a baby but the original trust fall? So what I'm trying to say is that you're right, I have been tormenting this woman for 23 years since I was born. And
why is what you said saying that I'm right?
And you're right. And you're right. Correct? No, and you're right. And essentially, I cover myself in slime. And I'm...
You covered yourself in slime?
Completely nude every time I do this. Obviously, because it has to be accurate. And I approach her in the street. And I say, ask me if I trust you. And she says, oh my God.
Right. And how often are you doing this?
But once a year on my birthday.
Got it. Okay.
Just yeah, check. You could have pieced that together, man. Coming up this April 17th, which is will be my 24th birthday, and we can put that on record, I will be going to approach this nurse and I will be covered in slime. Maybe I won't be nude because maybe that was
for the 24th time.
Way too aggressive. But I will go up to her and I will say, ask me if I trust you. And she'll, right. She's worn down. She just does it. She says, do you trust me? And I say, yes. Yeah. And then I fall backwards as if I am being born. And it's a toss up.
Okay, when did she start like giving up and just letting you do it?
Surprisingly quickly, actually.
Okay, when?
I want to say year two.
Why are you still doing it every year?
Did I tell you about the fact that me and the midwife fake crime together?
No, man, you didn't. Well, clearly you haven't been,
so
right?
So she slimes me up. This whole time. What she happens is we see a bunch of, every time there's a group of criminals standing in a circle in an alleyway, which happens quite a lot if you've seen Spider-Man. So she'll just slime me right up, and then she'll bowl me down the alleyway like a fucking bowling ball. And they the pins.
Are they just in a circle, or are they doing anything criminal?
I guess I just assumed they were criminals because they were in a circle in an alleyway. What else would they be doing in an alleyway in a circle?
Prejudice, probably.
What?
It seems prejudiced to do.
Oh. Well, if you have one other example of what they might have been possibly doing standing in a circle in an alleyway, then I'm all ears.
Hanging out, having a little laugh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it could have been one of those two. Maybe playing bridge. So I'll just... Yeah. So just... rocketing down a narrow alley in a perfect circle over the 24 years. So over the 24 years, she just got really good at rolling me into a perfect ball.
Yeah, your worth is going to keep going down. It's not going to get higher than what it is now, and it's low. It's low. It's really low.
Well, buddy... approximately 7 months ago, and I am just guessing because who the fuck knows, I finally found some books in this goddamn library that weren't just insane comedy scripts about Sinkhole Repairman, which was a character. And there were actually famous books. Finally were famous books. Sure. Unfortunately, by freak coincidence, the only line in each of those books were the first line. The first line of the books. So we had to make them up as we fucking went along. We didn't have to do that, but we just sort of fucking did it. Because that was a fucking shtick, Eric. Okay? Don't
Who's
get on
we?
My back. Huh?
Who's we?
Steve. Ben.
They were here?
They've been here.
Where was I? I really would have liked to hang out with my friends, but you didn't even tell me.
That appeals to you? The idea of making
to hang out with Ben and Steve, yeah.
Oh, to hang out. Okay, so not the premise.
Yeah, right. Because I didn't want to be around you, is why I left.
And you didn't
want to
make
having other people here would have been great.
The books as you went along, you didn't want to do that.
That's not what I said.
So you would want to do that?
I would like to do that, but I said I didn't want to hang out with you. Is why I left. So I would have liked to be around
other
people.
All right, then let's take it away. Let's do that. I'm going to be honest, I'm living with you. I'm blocking out the other thing you said about you don't want to be with me. All I heard was when you didn't want to do the books.
No, I know.
We have some books here. Oh my god, they only have the first line. What will NBC come up with next? Will Jem ever stay with fucking Pam? But today,
who?
No, but seriously, today we're going to be doing the improv from the first lines of the books.
Okay, that's fine.
So, who... so we have one here.
Sorry, are you okay?
Imagine review, they got to the reviews and they were like, all right, so there's one.
So unenthused.
All right, here we go. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife.
Okay. What's that from?
Oh, I thought we were just going to go right into it. It's from Pride and Prejudice by the titular Jane Austen. By the titular Pride and Prejudice.
I don't know how to do improv, I think, is the problem.
All right, let me think. Hi, Eric, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I was guessing. Is it true? I heard that you
really
were
a good guess.
I heard that you were a single man. Well, I made 12 other guesses in my head before I got to Eric, so not really. I just have to be honest with you.
So yeah, I'm single. I'm a single man for sure.
You're a single man? Are you a single man in possession of a good fortune?
Not really. What's a good fortune to you? Like luck-wise or money?
I guess both. Do you have any type of fortune on you handy?
I have like, you know those lists of like the Fortune 500, like best, like top people under 30, whatever they're called.
Wow. Okay. I see what you mean. So you have a really, like, a really good memory. You have the, every Fortune 500 list.
No, I just have it like saved. I saved on my bookmarks on my computer.
Okay. And is this so...
I hope that one day to be on the list, but...
Yeah. Before you go to bed at night, you sort of do a manifestation thing where you just sort of look at all the people on the list and want to be them.
I've been doing it a little too... I'm 35, so I kind of missed the under 30 mark, but...
Okay.
Maybe one day I'll get there, you know?
Yeah. So you look at the... Okay. You look at the lists and you're 35. You're not going to quite make it.
Looking at the list, checking it twice, yeah.
Yeah, looking at lists and checking it twice, keeping it festive. I appreciate that, keeping it seasonal. But the thing
Thank you.
My daughter, and the reason I'm asking you these questions in such a public forum,
yeah,
is because
it's
my daughter is 36 years old, so she is on the way out. If she doesn't marry within the next two or
that's
three
not
weeks,
correct. How old are you?
I'm a sprightly 94, young man, and I just want
Are you married?
For my daughter. Huh?
Are you married?
Oh, well, I have a daughter, sir, so probably I am married, wouldn't you say?
I'm just saying you're saying that, like, she's
I'm
almost
not,
out. So I just,
I didn't. I actually didn't
I just
want
to make
marry.
Sure that you're still married?
I answered your question in a roundabout way, so I wouldn't have to admit that I never married, and I'm going to die alone.
Why are you doing like a different voice than you were doing before when you had...
Sorry, I'm 94, so sometimes my voice does that.
It's just you were really mean to your daughter and she's not here, so...
I think what my daughter really wants from a husband is someone who aspires to be someone on the Fortune 500 list. And hold up, I can see you getting hopeful there. I mean someone specific. There is one... specific person on the most recent Fortune 500 list, and as you know, they come out every year.
Sure.
And there's 500 people on the list, and that's what Fortune 500 is, obviously.
Of course.
Because what else would it be? And there's one specific person. So if you can look me in the eye, sir, and tell me the one person in the whole Fortune 500 list.
You got it.
That you would most aspire to be when you grow up, and by grow up, I mean be 5 years younger, who would that person be?
Give me 1 second. Let me just...
I thought you said you had them bookmarked, sir.
Up here.
I thought that was your whole deal, sir, that you had them saved on your phone.
I'm not... Well, yeah, I'm not looking it up. Just give me a second.
What on earth could you possibly do...
I do feel kind of bad. It was actually Forbes, not Fortune 500. It's a different
thing. No, that's fine. That's also what I meant about my daughter. We were both wrong.
Right, of course. Andrew Barth Feldman, if I had to guess. Take a little stab at it.
Andrew Barth Feldman.
Feldman, yeah.
Creator of the...
No.
Founder philanthropist.
No.
Oh,
no.
Andrew Barth Feldman. The man.
Do you want me to just tell you? I can just
the
tell
man
you.
Who has it all. Him?
He's an actor. He was in No Hard Feelings. Was I right?
Yeah, you were bang on.
I thought
actually.
This was a job interview.
Yeah, no, you were bang. What? What gave you the impression that this was a job interview? All I've asked you is about...
I applied for it on Indeed.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't say anything about a daughter marrying.
Or... Wait, oh shit. I'm an old crow. What's, is Indeed just for jobs usually?
Yeah, it's strictly for jobs, I think.
That
mostly
was probably why I had to register as a fucking business to post one on there.
Yeah.
So when you saw the job ad, when you saw the ad that was like seeking male, seeking single male with a in possession of a good fortune.
Yeah, I thought maybe that it was for the Forbes.
Yeah, because it would probably be like, if you want to be rich, then you be rich by having a job, right. And then so it would make sense.
No, I thought it was like they would put me in the magazine, and then I would just be that. I would be good and fortunate and fine.
Yeah, well, Indeed could get you in the magazine, I guess. I mean, it's probably easier to get in that one.
It's a little too late because I sort of quit everything to do this.
To do this interview?
The interview, yeah.
Right, well,
I was so sure I was going
to
get it.
Yeah, so I feel really fucking bad about this whole situation, and I feel really bad that, I mean, it was on Indeed, so obviously you thought it was going to be a job interview. So how's about this?
Right.
I'm a rich bitch.
Sure.
All right? I'm 94, and I'm ready for more. And by ready for more, I mean I'm ready to retire and move on from my my empire.
Okay. Sure.
How would What's you like your empire? You like to take over and that's your job.
Okay. I'll do that.
You want to know what the empire is?
Yeah, I asked already.
It's matchmaking, and you have your work cut out for you because I am fucking terrible at it, apparently. I can't even post a fucking ad on Craigslist or wherever the fuck.
So is it an empire or is it just a failing business that you have?
I guess it can't be both. Touché, sir. You've won my daughter. You've won her hand and you won her heart.
Can I ask, do you actually have a daughter or?
No, she died when she was very young.
Yeah.
And that's the end of that one.
That's the end of that one.
That's the end of that one.
Okay, yeah. So I don't know how to start improv. Should I ask like the audience for something, for like the name of a school or something?
For the name of a school?
Yeah.
Okay, ask.
I've never been to an improv show.
I'll ask you for the name of a school.
Okay.
Okay. Can you give me a name of a school?
I'm stuck. I don't have anything.
So you're, even just for the prompt, you can't think of a single school.
No.
It doesn't have to be high school. It doesn't have to be kindergarten. It can be a college.
Yeah, no, I know.
Heck, here's a few. It can be Harvard. It can be fucking Oxford.
Harvard then.
Harvard?
Harvard.
Well, you can't pick one. Yeah, it has to be one from your original brain.
Okay. All right, so what was the other ones you were going to say?
I was going to say Oxford.
Oxford.
All right, I'm going to go Oxford. Okay, so the school is Oxford. And the first line is, if you're going to read this, don't bother. Welcome to my diary. I see you passed the first test. This is my diary.
Is it a video diary? Or?
Nope, this is just my regular written diary.
I'll take a break and you can go on.
My diary is a very precious thing. And I really hope that no one ever reads it. Lest, I guess it doesn't matter because no one's ever going to read this. I hope no one ever reads this. Never mind. Writes in the diary and pretends to be me. Oh well, I'm sure that will never happen. Good night, diary. I hope you have a good sleep. What am I saying? Of course you will. Your paper.
Good morning, diary. I didn't read any of that. Told me not to. I stole this. So that's pretty cool, right? I've been in Oxford University. That's pretty good. and I just sort of took it. I took it from someone. Now I have it. Bye.
Dear diary, A strange man just crept into my room wearing an Oxford University sweater and sort of reached under my pillow while I was, I mean, I'm assuming he thought I was sleeping, but my eyes were wide open and I was asking him who he was and what the fuck he was doing in my room. But I was already had a weapon, so I just sort of laid still. Anyway, he took my diary out from under my pillow and then put it on my bedside table. And also, not even quietly, really, either. Not really sneakily, either. He kept, like, bumping into things. He bumped my, like, glass of water all over my face. And I said, what the fuck, man? And he just sort of, he, like, turned to look at me and shushed me. He was like, shh, shh, shh. And then he just wrote in my diary. I guess you can see what he wrote in my diary. All right. Good night, diary.
Dear diary, I did read that part, and I thought you were asleep. Not you, diary. I thought the other person was asleep. And I do see now that you are currently looking at me as I'm squatting on the bedside, near, sorry, next to the bedside table. Sorry, I could have just erased that. I don't know where to go from here. I've never had a diary. Do I just sign off at some point? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
Dear diary, okay, I just took the pencil off him because he just kept writing, what do I do? I'm really starting to get concerned. I've obviously called the police. My three other roommates in my room with me right now they're pretty freaked out. We really genuinely don't know what to do. We should remove him by force, but we know there's something fucking up with the guy. This guy is loco, out of his mind, crazy. And, I don't want to see him arrested. I don't want to see him taken away by the men in fucking white coats. Cause it seems like it's probably happened to him before. I really don't know what to do, diary. Diary, help me. Give me some suggestions, diary. Don't just sit there. Good night, diary.
This is me, the diary. Don't call the police on him. He's probably a good guy. He went to Oxford. So he's probably really smart and fine.
Dear diary, yeah, I know that wasn't you, diary. I know that was I know that was him. I saw him fucking write it. He's just sitting right next to me. I know that wasn't you, diary.
No.
Get off of me.
I don't know where Oxford is. I just got this from Goodwill, and I'm so sorry. Can you forgive me, diary?
Dear Goodwill boy, diary here. I know you're probably assuming that I'm not really diary talking, and it's the guy whose diary you stole and were writing in, but it is me. The diary. And I forgive you. Now please leave this poor boy alone and never return. He is crying. Good night, diary.
And then within a few minutes, the police arrived and arrested the man.
And this is still in the diary. So you just took the diary as you were being arrested and just sort of, and the police car wrote this.
And not for being a weird guy. It was for fraud.
Yeah.
For fraud, for pretending you went to Oxford.
Yeah. And I was so curious as to where the fuck you came from and why you did all that, that I did visit you in prison. And I wrote this in the diary as well. And that's why you're hearing this right now. This is an anti-police statement. That's the end. All this happened more or less.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there. That is not the first time that you've said all this happened and then immediately said probably not though in different ways, and I'm getting sick of it because I'm starting to think that none of it's real.
Aren't you kind of impressed, though?
What?
There's only so many, like, synonyms for the phrase, more or less, and this is probably, like, what? the 499th time I've done it. I'm nearing a big milestone.
Yeah. You think? I'm saying just tell the truth when you tell stories.
Right. And I'm saying...
Tell the truth anytime.
I'm saying, obviously, as friends, it's important to say a true story once in a while. You know, yeah. Now and then, don't be lying the whole story. But I'm also saying...
It feels like you only do it to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I am known as quite the truth teller to most of my other friends, yeah. But...
Right.
And that's important. But I'm also saying that let a guy have his projects.
Okay, so... I understand that, but like a few weeks ago at your wedding, when you were getting married, you said, "I do," and then kind of whispered more or less, and then looked at me and winked.
Yeah, and that was the first
time. So I don't really know. Sorry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're just, what did you mean by that?
The wedding one?
Yeah, the wedding one.
I think you fucking know what it
is. And why are you like bringing me into it?
I guess there's a confession. I kind of want
the confession.
Yeah, I kind of want people to think that there's something going on with me.
In what way?
I kind of want people to think that maybe there's something deeper going on in there. Maybe we're not getting the whole story. So sometimes
again, you're just doing it to me.
Yeah. I guess when I say people, I mean just I want you to think that.
Why?
Because there's no one else in my life.
You have a wife and multiple friends that you said that you tell the truth to, that you say that you tell the truth to a lot.
Yeah, and yet I don't give a shit about any single one of those fuckers. All I care about...
So that's what the wink was at the wedding.
Yeah.
You were
all
saying
I care about
actually.
Is you, and I don't care about my wife, and I don't care about my forthcoming child. Oh, wow, he's going to have a baby, and I know you want to congratulate me. You want to jump up and down. You're going to be the fucking godfather of my fucking child. But
I don't think
I'll
I will be.
Tell you. Wait, hold your congratulations, please. Hold your applause.
Not.
I'll tell
like,
you right
no,
now. I am never gonna play catch with that kid.
That's fine. It's not fine,
what?
But no, it's not. It's not fine.
So you understand?
I need you to understand something about me.
Uh huh.
Is that I'm not your friend anymore because of all of this. Everything that you've said today.
So you're saying, okay, and I'm hearing it. You're saying that after all this, after all our friendship, and all of the things that I have said to you, you're saying that it seems there's something deeper going on. There's more
no.
to this. There's more to the story.
No, I'm saying that I think something's wrong with you.
Exactly. There's something deeper going on. There was more to my story. Something is wrong with me. That's what's more to
no,
the story.
No, see, I think that you're trying to say that like you're trying to be mysterious and like
mm-hmm.
something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you just have a mental illness.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Something deeper going on in his head. Literally, a mental illness. Isn't that chic? And if you... Listen... If you don't think I have a mental illness, if you don't think there's something deeper going on, then we can just go back to being friends and we can just be friends forever and we can just absolutely go back to normal.
No.
No? Okay, so you agree that there's something deeper going on. There's more to the story of Matthew Konanas.
That's not your last name. It's not your last name.
It is in this reality. Wink.
Maybe there's something...
More or less.
I'm agreeing that you have something wrong with you and there's something more. I don't care and I'm leaving.
Yeah. We'll be friends.
You weren't listening to me at all.
We'll be friends. Yeah.
There's a void behind your eyes.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
We'll be friends. Alright, that was crazy stuff. We learned so much. What did we learn? We learned so much, so many things. I can barely list all the things that we learned today.
Nothing.
I learned.
I didn't really learn anything from any of that.
Okay, I don't want to be so fucking. I don't want to be a downer.
Is
like
this
you.
Is that what it was like with Ben and Steve? Because I kind of I want to take back when I said that I wish I was here because I didn't really like any of that.
Ben and Steve, funnily enough, also felt the same. Famously, after we recorded, I mentioned that I think I said, "Here's to another 50," and then Ben said, "This was episode 50," and then broke down laughing because he couldn't believe that we did that for episode 50.
Yeah, that tracks. And then now we're doing it for 60 for some reason.
Yep, just keep fucking willing. Just like
every 10, do you think you're going to do it?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
There's not that many books, I feel like.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how it happens. We'll see where it goes.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.